Blog Talk Radio.
Conservative Christians Unleashed. I'm your host, Thomas. And we have a short abbreviated version of our show. First, we're going to open with the word of prayer. Then I'll quote my favorite scripture, which is Romans 5:8. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I ask you and I thank you, Lord God, for your love, your faithfulness, and your ability to just encourage us, Lord. Father, I give you glory, honor, and praise for waking up another day, for just you being you, Lord God. So, lift you up and we praise your name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My favorite scripture, Romans 5:8, in that God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And you all know how much, you know, God pours his love out towards us. So that's a giving. That's why I love that scripture. And for my friend who's listening in, I will share it again. And it's a scripture that says that it's Romans, the 5th chapter, 8th verse. God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So that's just to let everybody know that even when we were still in a crazy state of mind, God still loved us. So now let's look at some of the craziness I'm looking at the headlines of today's news, and it's just, it's nuts. I mean, let's look at this one, and this, wow. This story took place in Los Angeles High School. A girl dies after knife attack by boyfriend at California High School. Authorities say a Los Angeles area high school student fatally stabbed on campus was the 17-year-old girlfriend of the suspect. Sheriff Deputy Benjamin Grubb said in a statement Saturday that the 18-year-old suspect began arguing during a lunch break at Southeast High School. Grubb said the suspect, identified by school district police as Abraham Lopez, punched the girl, then pushed her to the ground and stabbed her several times before he was subdued by a campus police officer, a school administrator, and another student. They suffered minor injuries. The girl died at St. Francis Medical School in Linwood Friday night after undergoing surgery. Coroner's officials tell City News Service that her name was Cindy Santana. Detectives say Lopez told them he had placed explosive devices in several places, but a bomb squad found nothing. The dean tried to intervene, and during that, the dean realized the male had a knife and was attacking the female student. Los Angeles Unified School District Police Chief Steve Zipperman told KABC-TV earlier Friday. 5 people, the 3 stabbing victims, the suspect, and a campus police officer who hurt his back in a scuffle, were taken to area hospitals after the attacker reported minutes before 11 a.m., Los Angeles County Fire Department Inspector Matt Levesque said. And I'm going to stop right there, because you know what, fellas, if you don't know how to treat women, you don't need a girlfriend. the respect and the chivalry that should be shown towards our women has been thrown completely out the door. And it's ridiculous. And for every story like that you hear in the news, there's many others that go unreported. It's like everything else going on in this nation. We have no respect. We objectify women because we walk around with egos the size of the state of Texas. Fellas, I'm going to tell you something. Unless you're gay, you keep treating women like that, fellas, you will find yourselves alone. And I am disgusted by the lack of respect that is exhibited towards our women in this country. Point blank. Men think it's okay to hit on women. I've even heard some women say, well, if I hit him first, then it's okay for him to hit me. There is no situation, no time that it's ever okay for a man to hit a woman. Ever. I don't care what she does to him. You don't hit her. You don't. And that's my view on it. And now because of somebody's jealous tendencies, or he didn't like being told no, whatever the reason was, personally, I don't care. Because as far as I'm concerned, there's no lenience for me with him. We need to learn how to treat women. We have our mothers, our grandmothers, our daughters and sisters who are being abused every single day. You see headlines like this every single day of another woman, another little girl that's been killed by a boyfriend or whatever. And quite frankly, folks, enough is enough. And that's all I'm going to say about that title. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's going on in the world of politics. Congress tackles Chinese currency manipulation. Well, for those who are not familiar with that, part of the problem with our economy is that China has been manipulating their currency to keep the products that we buy from them cheap and keeping the products that we try to sell expensive. So essentially what it does, it weakens our dollar. So Congress decides that they're going to finally tried to deal with it, even though they should have been dealing with it a long time ago. Because, you know what, guys, there is so much going on in our country, but many people don't realize that there's still a whole lot of money that's setting in accounts waiting to be repatriated or brought back into this country. And there's a few individuals right now in Congress who are pushing for a what is known as a corporate tax holiday for businesses about 18 months long. And what that would do, that would allow these companies, all corporations, and keep in mind, folks, American companies, when they're making their profits after paying out dividends and all those things, they're putting that money into accounts. They're not investing in the other countries where their factories are. You know why not? Because the United States of America is still the safest country in the world to invest money. Period. That's why. So if you have a corporate tax holiday where it allows companies, American companies, to reinvest their capital back into this nation. Folks, do you know what $16 trillion reinvested back into the American economy would do to this nation? You want to talk about a new era of prosperity? The companies that can create the jobs, they just want an opportunity to do it. And contrary to what those on the left side of the aisle may be saying, they're not just eating up their profits. They're not just giving all their profits to their shareholders. Folks, it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. They are making money. They put their money into the accounts and they set on them. That's what they do. Why do they set on them versus investing them in the other countries? That is a question that you might want to ask yourself. That is a question that you might want to ask yourself. But you have the protesters in New York protesting Wall Street. Let's talk about that for a minute. Not everybody on Wall Street is a greedy crook. Hello, Loki. Welcome to the show. Not everybody on Wall Street is a crook. They're supposed to do their job well so that they can earn money, folks. And all those people protesting, how about this? Try this one on. Get off your lazy tails instead of acting like a long-haired, dope-smoking hippie and go do something with yourself. Instead of waiting and holding your hands out for a handout. I watched the YouTube video of the protesters on Wall Street, and some of those people actually attacked the policeman. One guy in a red shirt ran towards the policeman, and the policeman took him down. I guess those people who came, these are protesters who came from out of town. They think that after what New York was subjected to on 9/11, that they're going to sit around and let another Arab Spring take place. And there wasn't nothing peaceful about those protesters. If you're a peaceful protester, you don't cuss out the cops. And there's good and bad and ugly in everybody, in every area. Some people are taught to fear the cops. I don't fear the cops because I don't live my life looking for trouble. So I don't have nothing to be afraid of. And there's many others in life. You know, there's a stereotype that by nature, black people mistrust the cops. It's a true stereotype. But I'm not in that category. Why? Because I don't spend my time looking to get in trouble. Yes, I had a hard life. Things were tough. So on and so forth. But I didn't have to turn to gangs. I was angry at drugs and alcohol because it stole from me the chance to have a relationship with my mom. So I looked on those things with disdain. Not because I thought that I was better than anybody else. That had nothing to do with it. But we need to respect the role of law. And I'm not talking crazy jacked up laws that people made for their own selfish benefits. I'm talking about the true law, the law. And I'm sure Loki can appreciate this. The United States Constitution is the supreme law in the land. It's the supreme law in the land. But you have those in Washington who think that they can run roughshod over our law. And if we as people don't stand up, it will keep happening. It will keep happening. I interviewed Pastor Wayne Perryman yesterday, and you know what? He did open my eyes to a lot of things. But one thing I do appreciate is this. I appreciate the fact that he spoke the truth. He spoke the truth in love, and it did not matter what people thought of him. He didn't care. He doesn't care. He's a man who deflects attention away from him. He's a humble man. But the truth of the matter is this. He's on a mission to bring the truth of the true history of our country. And as a black conservative, I honor those people who laid down their lives so that slaves could be free. And as Pastor said, before our Constitution had even been written, when there were still colonies, before the Declaration of Independence, the colonies were writing anti-slavery legislation. Folks, I'm ashamed to say this. I never heard that in history. I did not know that. So I'm not going to dishonor the memory of those people who fought for us by being prejudiced. Not going to do it. Because there's bad people in every group. But where I would be wrong is if I stereotyped an entire group of people based on the actions of a few. And you know the ones who are the masters of doing that? Liberals. They talk about how well they treat the little man. They're for the little man. They're for poor people. And this, that, and the other. If you're for poor people, stop trying to hurt my community like we're sheep. We're a herd of cattle. We as black people, we can make significant contributions to this community, to this country, to this nation. We can, but we just have to understand. We have to understand what we're capable of. And there are people across all racial spectrums that are clamoring, that are calling for the black community to escape from the plantation. And until we do, we're going to be stuck like Chuck. So I'm going to read a little bit about this article. Congress tackles Chinese currency manipulation. After years of trying, Congress has taken another stab at retaliating against what many see as Chinese manipulation of its currency to make its exports to the United States cheaper and U.S. exports more expensive. The Senate is expected to take up legislation Monday to impose higher U.S. duties on Chinese products to offset the perceived advantage that critics say China gets by undervaluing its currency. It's a political given here that China's economic policy has damaged American manufacturers and taken away American jobs. Beijing denies that its exchange rate is responsible for the huge trade deficit that the United States has with China. It is. and it's not clear that lawmakers have the political will to follow through. While the Senate bill has bipartisan support and is expected to clear a procedural hurdle Monday evening, intense lobbying against it by American-based multinational corporations and their trade associations could spell trouble for the legislation. Moreover, the Obama administration, like the Bush administration before it, doesn't like the bill, saying quiet diplomacy is a better way to influence Chinese policy and warning that overt sanctions could lead to a destructive trade war. Excuse me, haven't we been trying quiet diplomacy? And only thing China does is thumb their noses up at us, gives us the finger. And not to mention, everybody talks about how much debt we owe China. Let me let you in on a little secret. The Chinese government owes the United States and bondholders who invested in China $700 billion. I read that article and I read the story several weeks ago. I read it on the Blaze. $700 billion is a lot of money. $700 billion is a lot of money. But yet and still, they talk about how much debt we owe them. First of all, we need to quit borrowing money from China. Second of all, we need to decide just how much we really want to change our economic situation. But if we're not going to do anything about it, hey, we're going to be screwed. And we can't allow China to continue to manipulate our currencies. Everybody wants to talk about quiet diplomacy with China over terms of what they've been doing. Well, it doesn't make any sense what China's been doing. Because we have negotiated, and they thumbed they gave us the middle fingers, if you will. So, hey Maureen, welcome to the show. Haven't seen you in a while. I hope everything is going well for you. I have about 10 minutes left, and my show, but I'm going to play some of my new songs. The song that I'm about to play is called Pimp. P-I-M-P. It's a Christian rap song, but it's really powerful in its message. So, and play a couple songs to take us home. But thank you for coming to the show.
Yo, yo, it's your boy, G-Ski Rocks, right here at Shadow Cabinet DJs. Feeling a little old school, y'all. So I want y'all to check this out.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Visible Conservative Christians Unleashed. I want to thank you all for coming to my show. Maureen, it was great to see you again. I hope you come back. My show times are Sunday through Wednesdays, 5:30 to 7, unless I change it. Wednesday is 5 to 6. Excuse me. Thursday's no shows, and Friday and Saturday's 5:30 to 7, unless otherwise changed. So, having said that, I want to thank everybody for coming to the show, and I am going to take us home with Chains. You have been listening to The Visible Conservative on Blog Talk Radio, Christians Unleashed. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Visible Conservative Christians Unleashed on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and tune in tomorrow for our Sunday Bible message on the Visible Conservative Christians Unleashed on Blog Talk Radio. Take care and good night.